Perhaps longtime New York Congressman and Democrat Steve Israel felt the vacancy left by Jon Stewart when he stopped hosting The Daily Show was just too much of a temptation. Israel has announced he will not seek re-election in 2016. Instead, he plans to focus on his career as a satirical novelist. A stepping stone to comedy greatness, perhaps? We'll see. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick caught up with Representative Israel yesterday.
I find the Republican primary to be so amusing right now. It's a good time to be a Democrat, watching these Republicans beat each other up on completely irrelevant issues. The American people are worried about their paychecks. The middle class is worried about their security. They're worried about their future. They're worried about how they're going to pay off college debt. And Donald Trump and Ted Cruz right now are trying to out-birther one another on completely irrelevant issues.
So let's get to Steve Israel now. You have said that you're sick and tired of raising money, sitting in those call rooms. Is that really a reason to leave Congress, or is that Democrats like you know that they're going to be in the minority for the foreseeable future?
You know, I leave for two fundamental reasons. I grew up on Long Island dreaming about two things. Number one, being in Congress, and that dream came true for me. Number two, I always dreamed about writing satirical novels. I published my first last year, The Global War on Morris. I'm working on my second. I just want more time to see if that dream can come true. But there also is a frustrating reason for my leaving. The campaign finance system in Washington is horrifically broken. And I do not want to put myself through that. I do not want to put my friends through that. I don't want to put my donors through another cycle of groveling. And so while I won't be here to watch that system be fixed, it needs to be fixed. And I hope to influence it in other ways.
So the Global War on Morris is about the war on terror. It's a Nebashi guy from Great Neck, if people haven't read the book yet. There's a lot of polemic there. There's a lot of criticism of Dick Cheney. Not much of Barack Obama. There should be, by the way, but there wasn't. But that's all right. The debate over gun control is next. What are you working on?
My second satirical novel is called Big Guns, and I take on the NRA. And it is a behind-the-scenes look at how Congress operates on the issue of sensible gun safety laws, why nothing is getting done. And I try and do it in a similar vein as the Global War on Morris, through the use of satire. But I tell real stories. I take people behind the scenes in the legislative process. I take them behind the scenes in the ruthlessness of politics to understand why nothing is getting done in this country on gun violence. But I do it in a tongue-in-cheek way.
How disciplined a novelist are you? I don't know how much scotch you drink, maybe not much, but what kind of a worker are you? What's the writer work ethic?
Every writer, I believe, has their own ritual. My ritual begins at about 5:30 in the morning. I wake up. For some reason, that's when I feel most creative. I'll write for an hour or 2 hours and then begin my day. I'm also very lucky because I get to see things. I get to hear conversations in the White House, in the Congress, with my colleagues, and be able to reach into my pocket, pull out my iPhone, and begin writing based on what I've seen and what I've heard.
Any of your friends, colleagues going to continue to feed you? Steve, you won't believe what I heard today in caucus. You won't believe what the president told me.
The benefit of having served in Congress for 16 years is I have a big Rolodex and lots of sources of information in the future. I will say this, since announcing that I was not going to continue in Congress, you know, I've just been overwhelmed with good luck, just heartfelt, warm expressions. But the most honest thing that I heard from a colleague was this: heard you're leaving, can I have your furniture?
Congressman Steve Israel of New York's 3rd District, 16-year veteran of the House of Representatives and author of The Global War on Morris. Thank you.
Thank you very much.